Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to continue with your phone calls here in just a moment, just to bring you up to speed if you have now just tuned in. We've been talking about the government school system, and specifically some of the just the horrific things that they do to people in their process of going about their daily business. In one case, a woman was arrested, a nurse was arrested for getting on a school bus in an attempt to help her son, she thought was having a difficult time because there were kids on the bus who were calling out asking for help because they believed that he had gone unconscious. And she got on the school bus, was told that she wasn't allowed to, did it anyway, and was arrested 5 months later for it. And charged now with a misdemeanor offense, facing up to a year in prison, $2,500 fine for getting on a school bus to help her son.
Yeah.
There's that story, and of course, there's this other story about a book ban, Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five, and another book banned from a Missouri school system at a 4-0 vote, according to the Huffington Post, where this is the Republic Missouri school system, because somebody wrote an article about how there's some bad words in Kurt Vonnegut's book, and in the other book there's a sexual situation with drunken teens using condoms, and so this must go. We cannot have our kids exposed to these things. And it brings up the larger conversation of, well, if you're somebody who wants to control what your kids see, it's probably a bad idea to send your kids to government school. Similarly, if you're somebody who doesn't want your kids to be, you know, exposed to a bunch of religious zealotry, you probably don't want to send your kids to a government school either, because they could be exposed to all kinds of things that you as a parent might disagree with in these government schools.
I don't know that you get a lot of religious zealotry in schools, but maybe.
I know. I was offended as a young atheist. I'm not an atheist anymore, but back when I was.
I've noticed that as people that identify themselves as strong atheists tend to be ready to be offended.
I was offended by this flagpole prayer day thing that they have where, you know, on school property, they're having a school, basically school-led prayer event. And that, you know, as an atheist at the time, that really bugged me. And so I get it, man.
Schools create a situation where people with different agendas need to fight each other,
right,
in order to gain control of it. 90-something percent of kids probably go to public school. I don't know what the numbers are. I'm just taking a poke from my life, and I believe that I'm right. And, you know, obviously people with an agenda want to control this. The socialists want to teach kids that school is – we need to help each other and share our crayons. The fascists want to make sure that the kids say the Pledge of Allegiance and everybody gets into ROTC. The religious zealots want to bring back prayer to school. The people who want free love and all that stuff, they want to make sure the kids are putting condoms on cucumbers.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got their thing, and everybody wants this.
It's a great tug of war.
There's no way I'm going to turn my kid over to these nuts.
You're right in pointing that out, Mark, and I'm glad you did, because it is a huge tug of war between different groups who are constantly at battle to get their curriculum installed and get the other side's curriculum, and as you mentioned, there are different sides, get the other people's curriculum pulled out and try to foist their particular viewpoint or their particular belief system down upon the entirety of the population. And really, that is what the government school system exists for, is to foist one particular viewpoint on everybody in general. And that viewpoint tends to be overall that the state is great, the state is good, and that, you know, we need to have the government, regardless of who gets in control of the little details about sex ed or physical education or whatever it is we're talking about. The overall message remains the same. It's not like there are government schools out there talking bad about government. That just doesn't really happen.
No.
So get your kids the heck out of these schools. But if you are one of these parents that believes that your kids shouldn't be exposed to profanity or sexual situations,
and you're sending your kid to school,
I'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. You support book banning and things like that. As we continue here with Alan listening in Indianapolis to WXMT. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I love listening to your show.
Thanks, Alan. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I've got a short anecdote and a question for you, if I don't freak out talking on the radio.
All right.
growing up, my 10-year-old daughter said ain't.
A-I-N-T? Ain't?
Yeah. And I corrected her, said isn't. She said, well, ain't in the dictionary.
It is.
And I said, well, so is F and B and N, and there's a lot of words in the dictionary. Let's go look them up. So we got out my collegiate dictionary and started looking these words up, and I forget exactly what usage the dictionary says about ain't, but, you know, the F word is labeled vulgar. Mm-hmm. And, we talk about what vulgar means and appropriate use times to use these words. She asked, why are they putting bad words in the dictionary? And I said, well, there isn't any bad words. There's just bad people and inappropriate usage, inappropriate times to use these words.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she got it. You know, I was fully aware that she knew all these words quite well from going to government school.
Of course.
Yeah, right. Like, you talking to your daughter about these words likely wasn't the first time that she'd heard them. You know, I mean, I went to a private school, but somehow or another, I heard the F-bomb at 6 years old. Wow. I mean, I just happen to remember, how old I was at the time. I still had training wheels on my bike.
Yes, I had training wheels when I was six.
I was... Yeah, you find these things out. I found it out in the neighborhood. I didn't actually find it out at school.
Right. And she was shocked that I was saying these words in her face.
Hmm.
I could see it in her eyes. You know, she was like, "Whoa, that's using these words right in front of me."
There's power in that. You're taking some of the naughtiness away from the word by using it with her and explaining to her, look, there's a time and a place to use these words. What you've got to understand that these words can be offensive to people. You know, you can explain these things, and I think that in and of itself is to me, that's the responsible way to parent.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just leaving kids to figure out
on their own
with other kids what the best way to use the F-bomb, the N-word, and all these other things is.
Alan, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I think the only time I would ever use the N-word is if I was reading, Huckleberry Finn out loud for some reason. I don't use that in my life because I don't think that it's not very edifying.
I think I would stop down at that point to have a discussion about that word.
Most classes do, and I think that that's a real opportunity. I think it's a real opportunity for kids. People need to understand history. Otherwise, you're doomed to repeat it.
Kids do need to be exposed, in my opinion, to these things. And we talked about repression and how that results in sexual deviance. And I think you touched on something there with the curse words about kids learning on their own. And another thing is sex as well. I mean, it's one thing to learn how to curse on your own. It's another thing to learn about sex from your peers at a teenage age range. And that's incredibly dangerous. At that point, if you're repressing your kids from being exposed to sex, then they're going to find pornography and they're going to hear about things and rumors, which probably will be like misinformation.
Right.
Like
they're going to find out things that are inaccurate.
Like you can get pregnant from, a BJ or something like that. They're going to get misinformation from their friends. They're going to get a completely skewed perspective on sexuality from pornography. And it's all because you as a parent were too afraid to broach the subject or too afraid to talk about this issue.
Yeah, people think that they're bad parents for talking about these things, that they're, people are going to think that they're bad for the way they discuss with their kids. I think it's insane. When you talk about these important aspects of life, no one would say that sex is not an important aspect of life. If you say that sex isn't an important aspect of life, you live in a hovel. You live in a hole. You're crazy.
You're a monk.
If you think that alcohol isn't an important aspect of life, you apparently aren't watching television. These are important things. You need to teach your kid about them.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. But I don't think that you need to have it forced upon you. And I think that if you want to cloister your child, then that's your business. You can do whatever you want. I mean, I fully support the rights of the weird people that have themselves their little cults.
Enclaves, the fundamentalists.
Yeah,
more
Jesus Christ letters. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The live Saturday edition of the program, 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show they are listeners of this program. See it for yourself over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system. Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. I actually had an opportunity to take a look at this LC9. It is a very attractive little handgun, and it does look very much like the LCP. It's rather small, perfect for purses and pockets and things like that. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own, made in America, made for you by Ruger of Ruger.com. You can go take a look at it at Ruger.com. You can pick it up at your local gun dealer, Ruger.com.
1-800-259-9231, talking about the government schools, the endless turmoil that these things create.
There are these, that's the truth.
Right, these different groups that want to foist their viewpoint on the whole of society through their children, and they spend their time and their money and their effort battling with the other groups to try to keep the other group's curriculum out of the schools and try to put their curriculum into the schools, and it's a never-ending thing. So if one group does get in control, then that just simply makes the other group redouble their efforts to try to wrest control back.
It is an important battleground. If you want to live your life in battle, it is an important battleground.
I would avoid it entirely.
I would rather not live in battle. So please stop stealing my money to play this game. You could have your schools. Just don't make me pay for them.
Let's go to Sean, listening in Evansville, Indiana, to WGBF. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live at the NMR.
Hey, how's it going?
Just great, Sean. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I actually had 2 points to make as far as the book burning, or not book burning, book censoring and whatnot goes. In my mind, they kind of go hand in hand.
Yep.
One step apart. I'm almost 27, and my mom always raised me. My mom and I were really close when I was growing up, and she pretty much built into me a love for reading. So the entire concept of censorship of any book is completely against everything that I believe in. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I'm an atheist myself, and I think that religion is kind of a hoax, but I wouldn't even consider censoring, the Bible or the Quran.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, kids need to have the access to a variety of different viewpoints, I think, to be able to make up their own mind.
Exactly, and I think doing things like, censoring a book like Slaughterhouse-Five, which is such a classic as far as literature goes, is a disservice to the kids.
Yeah, it's really horrible. Like the phones tonight. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, I'm convinced at this point there's some sort of technical difficulty. So I'm thinking maybe we should give out our phone line, Mark, here, the local one. It's 603-435-1105. That'll get you directly here into the Free Talk Live studio. There's no toll-free number attached to it. So if you don't mind the long distance, your call will sound better. 603-435-1105.
Do you think at this point that the majority of people have access to free long distance?
Good question.
I think that we're at that point. We always read, every year you get a story about somebody who's still got some 1960s plan from AT&T where they're getting them for like $120 a month now for usage and stuff on their home line. But I guess it was back at that point, it was just Bell. But, most people, it seems like, have access to free long distance.
So I'm being told that our network, the Genesis Communications Network, has actually installed a brand new phone system.
Yeah, we're supposed to be getting a new toll-free number.
That's coming
shortly.
In another week or so.
Yeah.
But they've got a new phone system in there, and so something is screwy.
They need some tweaking.
Yeah, 603-435-1105 is the number that will get you through to a different studio here as we continue. We will take your calls. We'll do our best to make this work here. So let's talk to Sean, listening in Maryland to WGMD-FM. Hello. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Sean. How's it?
Sean? Somebody's there. Go ahead, Sean. I heard him for a moment, and now he's gone. Let's try Dave, listening in Humboldt to KGOE. Dave in Humboldt, are you with us?
Hey, are you able to hear me?
Is this Sean or is this Dave? Who is this?
You got Dave right now.
Dave, go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Okay, well, I'm thinking I'm hearing a kind of Republican logic once again tonight. I hear, public schools are available to all the citizens. Everybody that's eligible. And if you are a wealthy person and you want to send your child to a private school, you have that right. But that doesn't say that we, the people who everybody else pays taxes for public schools, why shouldn't you pay taxes for public schools? If you can benefit yourself above that, go for it. But
well, I'm not a wealthy man by any stretch of the imagination. I can assure you that that's the case. I choose not to send my kid to school. We're going to homeschool him, and that's, you know, it's really not going to cost that much if you don't consider the fact that my wife doesn't work now.
Did you really just call this Republican logic?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Didn't I just finish saying I think that kids need to be exposed to different viewpoints and that I think that sexual repression is incredibly dangerous? I mean, does that sound Republican to you?
It does to me, because what you're saying is that most people pay taxes for those things that are common to all people. We Republicans shouldn't have to pay it if we choose to do something.
Before you go on, Dave, do you realize the guy that Ian here is a registered Democrat? He's the one who's talking to you there.
Well, I don't know that every person can afford to send their kids to a private school.
I just tried to make the numbers known to you. There's in my town here, they spend about $14,000 to send a kid to public school. There is a private school in town. It's $1,500 a year. That is a tenth of the amount. Now, are you telling me if everybody had their property taxes back, and that includes renters because they pay the property taxes in overhead and their rent, are you telling me that if they had all their property taxes back that they wouldn't be able to be able to send their kids to school? And it's not like we couldn't have need-based scholarships.
Well, look at the logic you're up against now. Right now, most of the private schools are owned by a church where the teachers are nuns or priests, and they've taken...
So open your own school, dude!
Right, don't you think there would be a demand for that? Once public schools shut down and they stop the government indoctrination centers, don't you think that there would be a demand? I don't know that it's most, but there certainly are Montessori schools out there. There are
Waldorf
schools
right up the street from me. There are Sudbury schools as well.
All kinds of schools.
And look, man, I don't want to send my kid to... If I had a child, and I don't, but I would not want to send my child to a religious school. I doubt you would either, Mark.
If I had a chance to send my kid to a Quaker school, I would.
But aside from that, I mean, there aren't very many Quaker schools.
There's one not too far.
But you wouldn't want to send your kid to a Catholic school.
Absolutely not.
Like that. So, you know, you're not even talking to Republicans here. And you, Mark, you mentioned I'm a Democrat. I only registered as a Democrat so I could vote in the primary.
Just making the point. This guy thinks that everybody's either a Republican or a Democrat.
Yeah, sorry,
I mean,
dude.
That's what he thinks.
Thanks for the call.
The fact is, I believe in freedom.
Appreciate hearing from you. That's right. 800-259-9231.
You're stealing my money. You're stealing the money from my kids' education to send other people's kids to school. That's wrong. I don't care if you've got the government doing it for you.
Republicans and Democrats typically don't believe in freedom. They believe in control, their brand of it. 1-800-259-9231. You can, speaking of control, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. Also, you can dial 603-435-1105 as an alternate.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, or we're giving out the other number tonight as well, 603-435-1105, because I'm not sure about that toll-free line. It may be problematic, and at some point I may stop giving it out here tonight, although I'm so habituated to it.
It's hard not to give it out.
It's going
to
be real difficult, Mark, when they change that number coming up here, because we've got one of those vanity numbers that the network has gone out and
once you change it for permanent, it's going to be a lot easier to learn than it is for tonight. You know, tonight it's 603-435-1105.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Well, anyway, so we're still taking calls at 800-259-9231 for now until I decide otherwise, but until then.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? Man Venture Outpost carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. These are all the kind of things that you need for summer fun. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. They carry, all the name brands there, and prices are so low. In some cases, they can't even be mentioned on the air. You can get an additional 5% discount. That ought to cover shipping for you at ManVentureOutpost.com by using coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, let's continue taking your calls. We are talking about the overall topic is schools, but you can still bring up anything that you'd like. But we've been discussing a book ban, which has happened in Missouri now with a 4-0 vote by the school board in Republic, Missouri, to ban Kurt Vonnegut's much maligned Slaughterhouse-Five, and maligned by school districts, I mean, because it's been ranked the 18th greatest English-language novel of the entire 20th century by the Modern Library. This is the book that they've decided shall not be in any school libraries in the Republic School District. In addition to that, a woman fined $2,500. She's facing criminal charges, which also may face her put her into jail for up to a year, for getting on the school bus to try to help her son, who was apparently having her to her mind, having some sort of a health problem, and she was arrested for this. So,
That last caller vilified everybody who wants to send their kid to away from the government school system as somebody who's rich. Come on. People sacrifice. They scrimp. They save. They do everything. I mean, you know, in my family, we'd have more money if my wife worked.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have a lot more money. I sacrifice lifestyle so that my kid can get the education that I want him to have. And to vilify people that do this, when you know, basically folks that send their kids to government schools, you know, they're not taking responsibility for their education. They're saying, hey, government, you know, give them whatever education you get.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts, ladies first. Wendy is listening in South Carolina to WRNN in Myrtle Beach. Wendy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how is everybody?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight, Wendy?
I just wanted to say that I completely agree with you. I'm for freedom.
Good deal.
Yeah, but, you know, my daughter went to public school. I was a single mom, and that's pretty much all I could do.
But I don't know what would happen if my wife died. I don't know what I would do. It would be a really tough decision. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. But my, you know, I'm married now, but my granddaughter's, you know, turning 4, and my stomach just turns at the thought of her going to a public school now, you know, because there is so much different than it was 20 years ago when my daughter started school.
True.
And, you know, like everybody's agenda is going on, and the thing that should be focused on the quality of education that our children are getting is completely missed. It's completely looked over, I feel like.
There's a lot more. You're right. Things are different these days. A lot of schools, you've got things like metal detectors, police dogs being run through the classrooms. I mean,
and as I understand it, the literacy rates are diminishing as kids get out of school, and the education's diminishing.
And the cost is going up.
Of course it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, my brother homeschooled his daughter, and she would now be in, I believe, second grade. And he just had her tested. He's always homeschooled her. He started when she was very little at 2, trying to teach her how to read. And, you know, she didn't test below a ninth grade in any subject.
Wow, incredible.
You know, I've heard stories like this. 11-year-olds, I met a lady who 11 and 12, both her daughters, 11 and 12, went to college. Now, I don't know whether that's what I'm looking for, but my son is learning to read now at 3. And I'm not pushing him or anything like that. He's excited about these things. And so, you know,
if you send him to government school, they'll suck that excitement right out of him after a little bit of time, too. That's the other thing they do.
Absolutely.
They kill the desire to learn.
That's where you hit the nail on the head, because my daughter dropped out when she was 17. I cried for 2 weeks. Literally, I cried for 2 weeks. I begged her not to do it, and she did it anyways, because all of the pressures and everything going on, and you know, the school here was just like a big giant kettle, just, you know, waiting to explode with all these kids and what they're going through, and the stress and the tension and the peer pressure on them. I would rather, to be honest with you, now I think to send your child to public school is kind of dumbing your children down.
There's no doubt about it. And thank you, Wendy, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. She's absolutely right about that. We had a caller, I think it was last night or the night before, mentioned John Taylor Gatto, who is a former New York State School Teacher of the Year who speaks out now against the government school system. He's an elderly gentleman. I think he's in his 80s at this point. But his information is absolutely solid. He's got some great books.
G-A-T-T-O.
Correct. JohnTaylorGatto.com is his website, where he talks about this, how this system is designed to dumb people down. It's not just something that you just happen to notice, but people are noticing it.
Well, government is always going to be inefficient.
But it's worse than that, Mark. It's not just inefficiency. It's designed to create a worker class. It's designed by, essentially, you know, you go back in time, you look at the Prussian school system, which is essentially what it is we're dealing with today. It hasn't changed in any significant manner over the last 150 years.
That was what it was modeled on.
Right. And, that concept was to make an obedient worker who's not going to question his or her circumstance in life, somebody who's going to plug into the system. They're not going to think critically. They're going to go along to get along. They're going to do what they're told. That is what this system creates. It is designed that way. Now, government is inefficient, and government does suck at everything it does, but one thing they've been pretty successful at has been brainwashing the population with these government indoctrination centers into becoming basically zombie people. I mean, I'm not saying that you can't break away
from this. I went to government school system.
Right.
But it's... You are indoctrinated. Yes, you have to unwrap the onion once you get out. And, you know, who needs that for their kid?
Let's continue. We've got John on the line in Florida on listening to WFLA in Clearwater. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks, guys.
Hey,
listen, I think the thing that you got to look at in the future is the direction of education, not from a point of view of books, but a point of view from technology and how technology is going to enhance books and enhance the parents' ability to choose what books their kids read via download, via what they call learning desk, which is a new technology coming out that allows kids to read the books at, like, they're sitting at their desk and write. There's a lot of new stuff coming out, and I just think that from that perspective, whether you're virtual at home or whether you're going to be in a classroom, I think that, and even in the classroom, the classrooms will get smaller. I think that with government, the way things are going, I think you're going to see a downsizing in government schools.
Why would you say that? I mean, what evidence do you have that the government has any interest in downsizing?
Well, right here in Pinellas County in Florida. I mean, they're already trying to do virtual classrooms where they give kids computers and send them home. I don't think that's very efficient in the sense that computers and teaching kids, I don't think is where it's at. You're going to need the interactive desk that's going to make that away. But right now they have children. I have a friend who had their two daughters stayed home at the beginning of last year for about 3.5 months, and we're supposed to be doing online learning and online stuff, and they didn't follow. You know, it's a different approach and a different structure, but it all changed. And now I see that's going to happen again. And
I see where you're coming from, but I don't think it's realistic to believe the government's going to downsize itself as a result of new technology. But I thank you for the call tonight.
I don't think government in general. I think it's going to be overall with schools. When you start, like, I taught in Texas. And I will tell you that one of the things that's happened from Texas to Florida, this whole concept of teaching towards a test. And
it's a terrible idea. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to talk to you about, well, whatever you want. The number for you, 800-259-9231. Alternately, we've got another number we're giving you tonight, because that one might be problematic. 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. You may call and talk about anything you would like. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you've got a website, you know how important it is for people to visit that website, whether it's for better search results for your website and the search engines, or advertising purposes, or just getting your message out. You need all the hits you can get. Mobsterhits.com is going to make you an offer you can't refuse. It's a family-friendly web traffic exchange. FTL.mobsterhits.com can riddle your site full of views, and you can even make some money by joining the family as an associate. Sign up for free at FTL.mobsterhits.com now, and you get a free one-month upgrade. Also, there are hundreds of dollars worth of benefits for going and signing up now. It's FTL.mobsterhits.com. Listeners with liberty-oriented websites can get anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 hits for free. Find out the details, all the details, at FTL.mobsterhits.com.
All right, so we're talking about government schools and just various different aspects of them, how it is that people are constantly fighting with one another to attempt to control the curriculum in these government schools. And, of course, if we didn't have government school, if we didn't have this monopoly school system, then we would have different options out there. And to some extent, those options do exist in the private school realm, but they don't truly, it's not a true free market in schools, because of the majority of the money that could be going to those schools is being siphoned off by the government's violent monopoly school system. So in the absence of that government school system, then we would really have a free market in schools, and we would have different types of schools. You would have secular schools where there's no religious indoctrination going on. You would have religious schools where there's plenty of religious indoctrination. And you would have everything else that you can possibly imagine that parents might want. And if you didn't see the school in your area that you wanted, then just start your own. If you're frustrated, as one caller earlier suggested, that all the private schools are religious-based, which is not a true statement. The Waldorf school down the street here from the studio is not a religious-based school.
I imagine
school.
Some places that it's more likely that they're religious-based than others.
No, but
I'll tell you, when I was growing up, that the school in town to go to was either St. Joe's or the Bradenton Christian where I went. And lots of people who weren't that religious would send their kids to either of the schools. schools because they knew they were going to get a better education.
Than the government school.
And this is true everywhere. Everybody knows you're going to get a better education from a private school.
Just ask the politicians. That's where they send their kids.
Right. And the teachers, too, by the way.
That's true.
Teachers disproportionately send their kids to private schools. I wonder why they do that.
What do they know that most people don't? Let's go to Sean, listening in Clearwater to WFLA. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Sean. Go ahead with your thoughts.
This is John.
John. Okay, then. Sorry about that.
I wanted to give you some help because you said you homeschool your kids, and I wanted to give you some help. And
I have one kid.
Okay, and all the people listening, something they can do immediately to improve their child's education or their own.
All right.
Have you ever gotten to the bottom of a page that you've been reading and you say, what did I just read?
Well, I suppose there have been, like these really academically written books, sometimes I find them very dense.
Uh-huh. Well, what happens is usually people think, well, I don't understand that idea. But usually what it is one word or more than one word that you either have an incorrect definition for or no definition for, and going past that makes you feel blank, and then you don't understand what you just read.
Makes sense.
Okay. And the simplicity is to go back and find the word, look it up in the dictionary, find the definition that applies there, use it in some sentences so that you make it your own, you really got it, then look at the other definitions of the word so that you can tell the difference when there's a different definition of the word being used. You're not confused by it. And then you reread the material and you understand it. It could be more than one word, but many times it's just one in that particular area. And there's a whole subject called study technology, which deals with, you know, how you find those words and how you help somebody else to find them. And there's free courses available online that someone can look at if they want to.
Called Study Technology?
Yes, it's the website is called volunteerministers.org, and the Study Technology is one of the free courses that's on there.
Volunteer Ministers, is that some kind of religious site?
It is, but it's not a religious. It's not any religion required to do those courses. It's a community service.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Is that the Scientology group?
I have
ministers?
No idea.
Because I feel like we've had them call before.
Well, we have had Scientologists call, but I don't know that. The fact that it's Scientologists wouldn't make it bad.
Yes, it is the Scientology site.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Just saying.
Whatever it does, if it gives good, I'm sure they teach lots of things that are useful.
Probably. Just be aware. That's
okay.
All.
Well, whatever. I mean,
Here's my suggestion for you.
So look, the Dutch Reform Church, their whole ministry is about setting up schools. I'm not going to be any more scared of going and getting some information off their site than I am going to be off going to the Scientologists. As far as I'm concerned, religion is what religion is, and it's fine.
Just saying. Beware, that's all.
All right. Well, you get this thing for Scientologists in particular.
I don't have a thing for Scientologists in particular. It's just that they're the ones who are calling pimping their religion.
We don't hear from Christians calling and pimping their religion?
Well, the Christians. I mean, we already know about the Christians, but there aren't very, we don't have the Buddhists calling in and promoting their website on the air. It's a little spammy. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, no, I wouldn't. I think that different religions have different levels of, recruitment. And I think that people can be leery of recruitment. Admittedly, Buddhists don't do a lot of recruitment, but what about the Hare Krishnas? They do their recruitment. They go on the airports, pass out the flowers, try to get donations.
Do they still do that? Isn't that like something that...
I've seen them. I don't think that they do it as much as they used to.
Here's my suggestion for you. I did like his idea that I think his information was probably true, that if you are reading a page...
That's the point I'm trying to make.
You may not have completely comprehended all the words there. So I've got a neat little Firefox plugin called Dictionary Tooltip, and it is just the handiest thing. You double-click on any word that you're looking at on a page, and it pops up the dictionary definition for that word. So you don't even have to take the time to go to dictionary.com or go somewhere else to look up what the word is. You just literally just double-click on it, and poof, there it is. It really helped me. I was trying to read some Shakespeare not too long ago, and I had to look up a lot of those words.
That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about dense stuff.
Yeah, so we continue here, and ladies come first. Let's talk to Teresa, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Teresa. Teresa is gone, so instead we will try Peter in North Carolina. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind tonight?
I just heard the caller from St. Petersburg mention the computers and things, and it reminded me of a great resource called Khan Academy. That's K-H-A-N. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
Oh, yeah. This is a guy who basically decided to put together some education for his, I think it was nieces and nephews. And he's quit his main job and is doing, it's K-H-A-N, Khan. Like, you know, the...
Khan!
Khan!
Exactly.
And this stuff's awesome. I mean, it's really awesome. And, you know, the one guy was saying that he doesn't think kids are going to be educated by, you know, computers in the future. And I think he's dead wrong. I think kids really are going to be educated by computers. I mean, currently, I think your kid could be better educated by watching PBS than they are going to be educated in the public school system. Granted, some kids learn differently than others, but they're interested in these shows.
Well, that's a very fascinating to me about the Khan Academy, and one of the videos I've seen recently as he discusses, like, maybe the evolution of a teacher's role, which is more of an assistant or a tutor, allowing the children, or the student, I guess, to keep himself at his own pace or whatever, and be more of a manager of tutors and, like, assign maybe one student that excels in one area with one that's weak. And it's very fascinating when I was watching a video about Khan Academy and how certain school systems are using it, and the education is evolved. Well, it's actually becoming about education rather than indoctrination.
So you're talking about like a manager of resources. You mean like, so if a kid wants to learn something, that the teacher in that case would find the best person for them to talk to kind of help them make the connections?
You know, often one of the best ways to learn about something is to teach about it. And
yes,
it was very fascinating in this video. I saw how they basically, a teacher, let's just keep it very simple. If one student was excelling at math and lagging behind at history, and another student was excelling in history and, you know, lagging behind in math, he would assign them to help one another out.
Makes sense.
And,
hey,
and become more of a man. And it's interesting. They have this graphical interface about, like, literally just seeing how, like, one kid is just soaring ahead in one subject.
Yeah, it's worth looking into. Like, I mean, these different options are definitely people should look into. Hour 3 coming up. Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.